This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Leith Anderson, minister in Minnesota for years. Leith Anderson would say this: 20 years ago, I began a practice of praying every time I see an ambulance or hear an emergency vehicle siren. It has become a spiritual habit of my life, almost automatic. I pray for the EMTs. I pray for the patient in crisis and for the members of the patient's families. It's been an interesting spiritual discipline, he says, for which I have never once known the outcome. I pray for people for years, but I don't know the outcome. The prayers have always been for people I don't know or will never know. And that's interesting, to pray for people. I'm not saying you have to do that, but interesting side note, I only know only one other person who does that, who prays every time they hear a siren. I just happen to know one person who told me that years ago, that they do that, and that's a powerful thing. Today, the operative word is prayer, talking about Jesus, who was not only the giver of the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, he was the model prayer. I read a touching story this week, and for some reason it gripped my heart. It was about a Catholic priest from Mexico who moved away from Mexico when he graduated from high school and then came back to his hometown to preach in his home congregation where he grew up. And he said after the service was over, he was standing outside of the church and a person came up to him and just simply said, "Would you pray for me? Would you bless me?" And so he bowed his head, he put his hand on the man's forehead and prayed. And when he opened his eyes, there were four or five other people standing around. And so he bowed his head and he prayed for each one of them. And he opened his eyes again and there were 30 or 40 and it just kept going on. And he prayed for over 100 people individually. And he said he was so tempted at one point to just say, "Look, I'll just pray for everybody here. We'll just have one group prayer." And would you believe it's the scripture that we read today? It came to his mind and he said, "No, I'm going to pray for them individually," because of what he remembered from Luke, the fourth chapter. Let's read it together. It's exactly where I left off last week. Luke 4, beginning at verse 38. Jesus left the synagogue. Remember last week we studied he was in the synagogue when there was a man with a demonic spirit and Jesus had to confront a demonic spirit right in the synagogue. Jesus left the synagogue, went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. The King James Version says she was in the grip of a great fever. Two kinds of fevers listed in the Bible, great and small. And this was a high fever. Some of you know what it's like to have a child with a high fever. You've had a relative, your husband, your wife, somebody in your family had a high fever that's dangerously high. That's what this woman had. And they asked Jesus to help her. And so he bent over her and he rebuked the fever and it left her. The reason we know it was immediate is because of the next verse. She got up at once and began to wait on them. When the sun was setting at the end of the Sabbath day, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one individually, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, people went out to a solitary place. Jesus went out to a solitary place and the people were looking for him. And when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.